You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning on the Breakfast Grill. I have with me the Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Datin Paduka Chew Mei Fan. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thank you. Good morning to all.
So I think the first question shall be on the work that you are currently doing, particularly on the issue of childcare centre. What would be the general comments that you have regarding this matter?
Okay, to address to the issue of childcare centre, the ministry has actually, under the instructions of the minister, we have set up an ECCE task force which comply of all the stakeholder, included academicians and also the Persatuan Task Pengusaha Taska Berdaftar. Over the 2 years, we have actually discussed deeply what is actually the measurements that we need to take to provide in order for us to provide affordable, accessible and quality childcare to our children in order to create a more conducive environment for women to go back to their career. In terms of minimum wage, we understand that minimum wage has actually have an impact on all the operator of childcare. However, we still insist that this we have no compromise on this, basically because of we can't get good caregiver or childcare minder with low salary. We need to make sure that those who are involved in childcare services, at least they are actually trained under the Khusus Asuhan Permata and registered under the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, which is under Jabatan Kebajikan Masyarakat. The measurements that we are going to take in order to reduce the burden or to reduce the operation costs of all these childcare centre are through. First, we are now working on together with one of the university in order to provide training through internet. This is under planning now in order to bring down the cost of training to reduce by 50%. At the same time, we also going to amend our peraturan, okay, the rules and regulations that which will the ratio of one child care minder to children. Means that at the moment, one child care minder can only take care of three children who are 12 months and below, 1 to 5 for those 36 months and below, 1 to 10 for those 48 months and below. Meaning that if we charge 300 per child times 3, we can't even pay the minimum wage. And this is actually one of the great challenges facing by the operator. And this is why we are seriously looking into it. And also, we are studying whether there's any possibility to actually to widen the ratio through quality or professional childcare minder.
There's no way for us to charge more, is it?
Yes. Actually, this is mainly for B40. We actually 300 is too low, but because this is an open market, and I think we need to provide affordable childcare services. This is why I think for the government, okay, we need to actually we are study on how to create a more conducive and more cost effective environment for the operator. One of that is actually maybe by install of CCTV, by employ with quality degree or diploma holder in childcare services. then we can actually widen the ratio, maybe well, 1 to 5, and at the same time we also looking into the
ECCE task force.
ECCE,
yeah,
okay.
ECCE task force.
The ECCE inside? Task force, the welfare department, the human, the Ministry of Human Resource, Bomber, Jabatan Kebajikan, the Ministry of Health, the Persatuan Pendaftar, the Persatuan Pengasuh Berdaftar Taska, and also the expert, OPSI,
Permata. Is the ministry or you inside the task force?
All the agency, all the ministry agency.
Is Dato' Rohani or yourself in the task force as well?
I was instructed and to chair the meeting.
Ah, okay, so yeah, you're inside the task force.
Yeah, but, the decisions, the final decisions were made by the minister.
Of course.
Yeah.
And much of these measures that you have introduced and announced just now, are they following the result of the task force findings?
Yeah, actually, we have continuously engaged with all the operator. Whenever I'm in any of the state, I will actually have dialogue with them. And this coming, actually tomorrow, I will have a dialogue with Penang, the operator of Penang.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also have a dialogue with all the accredited training agency. We have dialogue with the
Senator, there is a critical shortage of registered childcare centres in the country that provide affordable services. Do you think that the government is making it harder for people to operate centres?
We need to make sure that we provide quality service, and the safety of the children are actually the most important. And this is why when we come to the ratio, the numbers of children, this is something that very critical that we need to be very careful. We have actually discussed deeply, and we are about to come out with new suggestions.
This morning, I'm with Senator Datin Paduka Chiu Mei Fan, the Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development. Childcare centre statistics show that Malaysians are still registering high numbers of their kids at the childcare centre. Is this a healthy trend for parents to actually send their kids to childcare centres?
Yeah, of course. The best childcare is actually provided by their own parents. Okay, and this is why there are women who actually leave their career because of giving birth. However, because of the current situations, most of the family, the parents are working. And this is why the demand of childcare centre is great. And just now you asked me a question regarding there are still many of these childcare centre are not registered. Are we making it hard for them to actually to register? In fact, not. Firstly, we encourage all the childcare centre to register with JKM. Basically, it's not because of we want to close them down if they are not registered, but we need to actually have the figure, and we need to know where are they in order for us to give supervisions. We need to monitor.
Okay.
And
so
we
there
need
is
to
an economic case for gender parity. Right now, women form 50% of the working age population in the country and global, but they contribute only 37%. Of global GDP, signifying them not being in the workforce. Is this gender gap a problem that you have to address very efficiently?
Yeah, and we are actually addressing this through many ways. First is actually to create more childcare centre. Secondly, through working together with Talent Corp, we actually encourage flexi work arrangement. We provide a career comeback incentive, mm-hmm. retention grant incentive for those company who actually train and to get back those who have a career break because of giving birth. We government pay them with...
Senator, these measures are reflecting on the case for helping the woman, but parents are formed by a man and a woman. Is there an agenda, at least by your ministry, to actually get the men to care for the kids as much as they need to, as much as we're telling the women to care for the kids? Don't you think men should care for the kids more?
Yeah, I agree with what what your questions. In fact, establish more childcare centre, it's not only for women, and we actually encourage all the corporate to set up childcare centre at workplace. That is also for men, for father, and that I think to look after, take care of children, is not a matter of the mother. By herself, and actually need the shared efforts from the father.
Countries with higher GDP tend to have both families, both parents working, and also create measures for the dad to care for the child as well. But in Asian countries, particularly in Southeast Asian countries, it seems that fathers are not being put under pressure to care for the kids as much as the women.
Yeah, I think that is because of the mindset, but we saw improvement. More and more men are willingly taking care of their child and share the burden, or not the burden, share the responsibility with their wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In some university courses, like accounting, for instance, nationwide, we see women form 80% of the accounting students. But in the workforce, men form 75% of the workforce. This shows that at least for the accounting industry, women don't become accountants. We can assume where they go, they can just drop out of the workforce and do something else, but they don't become chartered accountants. This is just one sector. There are many other sectors like this. Why is there a high dropout of women in the respective field of study in university than in this they are in the workforce?
Women tends to be the one who actually look after their children. And this is why when it comes to who to actually to live their career, to look after family, normally women are the one.
What can the country do to get the men involved and responsible for this matter as well?
The couples need to discuss among themselves. You know, we need to provide a choice to the couples who to stay at home. Not necessarily the mother should be the one. I think this,
If we have a state policy on getting women back to the job, do you think that we need state policy to get men to care for the kids?
No, I don't think so, because what we need to create is actually the awareness. You know, love is not something that you, by forcing or regulations or punishment. I don't think that we are more towards, I think the approach of the government is actually through awareness, and also we need to cultivate that kind of culture that is actually the shared responsibility of the father and the mother.
Just to frame the conversation, there is an Asian story here. There has been a failed career comeback for countries like Japan and Korea. The World Bank Malaysian Economic Monitor 2012 shows that women fail to come back to the workforce after they drop out. The same thing can be said about Malaysia. Does this statistic worry you, that even when they leave the workforce, after having kids and so on, when they come back, on a majority basis, they fail at their career comeback?
Yeah, and this is why the government came out with the career comeback program and also the retention scheme in order to encourage a company to train those staff that actually have a career break because of giving birth. I think we need more affirmative actions on besides career comeback, besides flexi work hour. We also has established a 30% club.
Yeah. With that 30% club, there's also other initiatives, including the Lean In program and other NGOs that are doing the same thing. How's the collaboration between your ministry and the NGOs to get this working?
Oh, one of the approach of the ministry, actually, we always work with NGO. We always provide, whenever we have any new plan, or we have any enactment of act, or we need to do any amendment, we always have consultative sessions with the stakeholder and also the NGO. And we also organize program together with NGO. We are going for collaborations with all those stakeholder and agencies.
Let's move on to another subject. That will be the adoption process that's coming up next after this. This is BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. This morning, I am with Senator Chiu Mei Fan, the Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Datin Paduka. I would like to talk about the hot topic of adoption process. There has been a formal statement by your minister, Dato' Rahani, saying that investigation is underway and allow for the police to do their work. What is your comment on the recent Al Jazeera documentary to show that babies are for sale in this country?
Okay. I think we are against any human trafficking. And this is one of the human trafficking case, which is under the Ministry of Home Affairs. As far as the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, we will provide whatever assistance to the PDRM, especially dealing with the welfare of the children and the family.
Throughout your career of work as the Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Women, is there a serious problem with teenage pregnancy or unwanted pregnancies?
I should say that even one case or so is actually
a lot,
you know. And this is why through LPPKN, and also the JPW, we have actually continuously organized family program, seminars, and we even set up Cafe at Teen for the teenagers in order for them to actually have a place to engage with each other and also to obtain counselling from our counsellor.
So the LPPKN is the Lembaga Penduduk dan Pembangunan Keluarga Negara. Yeah. What do they do specifically?
They are dealing with populations and also family. Under LPPKN, we have all kinds of module, which is concerning about family, adolescents.
If I'm a girl and I'm pregnant and I'm not married, do I go to LPPKN?
She can call 15999, our Tarian Kase. She should go to JKM, Jabatan Kebajikan Masyarakat.
Welfare Department.
Yeah, Welfare Department. Because Welfare Department is the department that dealing with children who are under 18.
Prior to the documentary for Babies for Sale done by Al Jazeera, was the ministry aware that such a occurrence is happening?
I think we cannot just answer. Of course, we believe that there are such kind of cases happen, but we need evidence, and this is under the PDRM. You know, they are the one who actually carry out investigation. We will provide counseling. We will provide.
The role that you think Women Ministry will play is to provide counseling.
I think educate the adolescents, to provide counseling when it comes to actually all this the issue of premarital sex.
Senator, premarital sex happens whether or not we are aware of it or otherwise, and it doesn't even matter on urban or rural, rich or poor, everyone does it. Is there a need for us to actually educate the society to be more receptive and to have less of a stigma against people who find themselves in trouble? Right now they are pregnant and they need help. Do you think that the society must be less condemning to them?
I think firstly, we will not encourage premarital sex and pregnancy. Secondly, when things happen, we need to provide them with solutions in order to provide them with assistance. The most important thing is to rehab, the rehabilitations of the person involved.
What is the Baby Hatch program? What is the environment like?
Actually, Baby Hatch program is under an NGO called Orphan Care. Okay, they have set up a center to receive all these
babies
that actually who are actually going to abandon, or they provide a solutions for the pregnant women or the girls lah. Mm. Yeah, and they are also working with one of these hospital, which is KPJ. which the people can actually bring their children there if they think that they can't look after, and then we encourage them to bring it there. But the most important thing that not means that we encourage them to do so. The spirit of the Child Act is children must stay with their parents or their relative, and they must grow up under a very healthy family environment. And this is why when it comes to children, that even when they are actually children from those problem family, they are actually abused by adults, we are going for deinstitutionalized by trying to get their relative or their biological parents to look after.
Yeah, so this is the story, right? Even biological parents abuse their child. There are capable individuals, adults, that can be vetted by your ministry to be capable adoptive parents. But some of them, they don't want to get married, but they are more than happy to care for the child. Singles right now in Malaysia can't adopt babies. Are we going to budge from this policy?
You see, one of the main objectives for the ministry is actually to make sure that we provide a healthy and also a family environment for the babies. Of course, we will look for those couples instead of single.
Why?
Because couples provide father and the parents love to.
Yeah. But you just agreed to the statement just now that even biological parents can abuse their kids. So couples,
yeah, of course,
being
yeah.
a couple does not guarantee the safety
but
of the child.
But there are cases of we allow a single to actually adopt children. So
there are cases where
singles
can adopt.
Yeah, but all this
kids.
Must go through a series of investigations and monitoring, and also our welfare officer, they are the one who actually monitor, and they are the one who prepare for the report to the judge.
Yes.
Yeah, judge must
The policy must be there, the courts must be there.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
long as there's a policy for singles to adopt, then the ministry will stand by this policy.
There are cases that we allow. There are cases that we allow, but we are not. We are more towards couples, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, we need to look into whether they are capable to look after, to provide good care to the children.
What is the position on the ministry regarding child marriages?
Yeah, we don't encourage, and we actually...
So it's legal, but you're just not encouraging?
No, we are not encouraged because of health issue, from financial issue, from also whether they are actually able, mature enough to provide care to the... whether they are mature enough to actually to provide care to their children, and also whether they are actually
But the story here is that it's legal for people above 18 to marry below 18.
But that must go through they might get the consensus, or they must get the approval from the Menteri Besar and also the parents.
And therefore, you're okay with that?
Because no, I already told you that we are not encouraged. We are not encouraged.
Is the ministry looking for steps to make this illegal outright? Because 16 years old, they can't even vote, yet they can get married. Is the ministry looking to ban this, make this illegal, so that adults can't marry kids?
The ministry need to discuss with the stakeholder, the agencies involved, before we make any decisions.
And that was Senator Datin Paduka Chiu Mei Fan, Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development. Senator, thanks for coming on The Grill. I am Ibrahim Sani for BFM 89.9.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.